Having mentioned that people in Northern Ireland have been offered the opportunity to attain Irish citizenship by the Republic of Ireland government, it is true that some hold that citizenship singularly, whilst others happily enjoy dual citizenship of both the United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland. What was not settled at that time, however, was reciprocation in the other direction. This Parliament will know that our history and relationship is intertwined, and this bill seeks to provide the final piece of that relational jigsaw. Anyone born in the Republic of Ireland but who lives within the United Kingdom and satisfies a residency test should be able to avail of UK citizenship. For those who say, sure, just apply for naturalisation in the normal way, fail to recognise or respond to the special relationship that our nations have. From 1801, our nations were one. The United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland accorded the same citizenship protections to us all. When partition occurred in 1921, the rights of those resident within then the Irish Free State to avail of UK citizenship was contained and continued within their dominion status. It was only when the Irish Republic was created and the British Nationality Act of 1948 came into effect the following year that those entitlements were lost. Since 1949, that means that anyone born in the Republic of Ireland, but who has since lived in, worked in, and contributed to the United Kingdom all of their lives, are still not able to attain British citizenship in the way that their forefathers did. As a proud Ulster man, I remind colleagues that my province contains 9 counties, though only 6 of them are within the United Kingdom. Though they did so before and have continued to do so since, the troubles in Northern Ireland perhaps most acutely provided a catalyst for families in Donegal and in Monaghan and in Cavan to move across the border to be with other relatives. Take, for example, as I mentioned, my friend from the other place, the Lord Hay of Ballyor. Though I mentioned him before, his lineage perhaps best illustrates the point that I am trying to make. He was born in April 1950. He was born in Donegal, yet has lived for the overwhelming majority of his life in Londonderry, Northern Ireland. He served on his local council from 1981. He was elected to the Northern Ireland Assembly in 1998, and he served as the Speaker of the Northern Ireland Assembly from 2007 to 2014. That year, he was elevated to the House of Lords, and to this day remains a peer of this realm and a legislator in our Parliament. Yet he isn't a British citizen. And the question is this: should anyone in that position, serving practically, materially and productively, be expected to pay a naturalisation fee of £1,580 and complete a life in the UK citizenship test? The notion that he or anyone in similar circumstances, but a legislator of this Parliament, should have to complete a life in the UK citizenship test does not make sense. It would be offensive to some of those individuals, and contrary to the spirit of reciprocation offered through the Belfast Agreement in 1998.